now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep time is over, baby.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over. Come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Reporting live from Hawaii, that's a dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old-fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. We on location worldwide, on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over. Give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's premiere, but for now, lock it in for the show. Hey.
Sleep time's over! Live from the highbrow room! Tonight's guest, I'll have what she's having. Founder of Soulgasm Hawaii, Leanne Brooks! Also, owner of Smith and King, Samantha Moore, is in the building. A live performance by the always glamorous Lady Alma. All the ones and twos, DJ Freeze. The Viceroy of Viticulture, Sommelier to the Star Sky, Cameron. And your host tonight, DJ Zach Moore.
Lord Flores, yet again.
So there much energy. Air horns so galore. Much energy.
So much energy. We got the 4K thing going. We got Freeze is now behind me. Insert joke there.
Behind.
Episode 143.
143.
Which means, you know what? I love you. Shout out pagers. Yes.
Pagers.
I just realized that as I looked at the screen. I just noticed it was 143. Like, oh, okay. And it's only fitting that it's I Love You because it is Ladies Night 2.0.
Hey. That's right.
I guess we can call this one. All female guests.
All female tonight. Guests.
And shout out to everyone here at the Highbrow Room. This great establishment.
Give it up.
As always. That's right. Shout out to Aloha Beer down there.
Shout
That's
out.
Right.
Shout out to all, let's go down the line, the sponsors here. We got LMC Media, we got Sakai and Company, which the cupcakes are in the middle.
What's the flavor
it's
of the
Calamense.
Night?
It's Calamense. No, what is it?
It's gonna Calamansi.
It's week. A running joke on the show. What is the, it's green.
Bailey's Irish Bailey's Cream Irish cupcakes cream. Tonight.
Cupcakes, there you go, with chocolate. And yeah, it's good, just eat it. Okay, and then we got Chambers Wines. We're going to talk about, you know something about wine.
Yes.
Sky Cameron is
Chambers
here.
And Chambers
the man
Wine
that
Merchants,
is,
thank you very much. Yes.
That is heard and seen now because we have a camera right in your face
I know,
now.
It's making me a little nervous. But
does it, bro? You know, we got all angles now, which you know means fake taxi.
Well, I'll consider my promotion from stat boy now to official sidekick, right?
See, so you got, and you're in 4K, go figure.
All right.
The future. So yeah, everybody on iHeartRadio, Spotify, what else we on there? Stitcher, iTunes, all the audio, and then we got the 4K, we have this YouTube thing going on. So we got this, the video is going. We're continuing to grow this this program. And shout out to something else going on tonight that happened this past weekend that I have to enlighten everyone about is the group called the Backstreet Boys. They're a group.
You were there. You actually went to this. This was a present to your for your wife?
No, this was...
Or a present to yourself.
I'm wondering about that now because it was on Sunday evening. Sunday evening, the Backstreet Boys, it's a boy band is what they call them.
I heard
around their 40s, I think, late 30s. And I was there, and it was a gift for at Honey Wahine. She doesn't want to be outed, so yes. we have to call people by their ats in the show. And going in there, I didn't know what to expect, but I had
Where
a feeling.
Where were you sitting? You're up in the rafters?
We're all the way in the back where the real people sit, the streets. Where the real people are.
This is like the same seats you get at the theater. You like being like in the back.
In the back so you can go toilet after. But no, there wasn't a toilet there. It was there. A lot of women. All the women are there. About 80% women. And then you
I would hope so. There wasn't huge groups of guys there.
Well,
right?
You got the token guy that's going to be there just to, you know, with the wife, with the girlfriend. That's pretty much it, basically. That's all I really saw. But the... One thing I have to say is that when you're sitting, this is my first sit-down concert. Usually concerts I've been standing up, so this is the first time I've ever sat down. So we go in there, we're sitting down at this thing, so I'm just there. And I'm not really going to be standing up at this thing. I mean, I really don't only know two songs of the Backstreet Boys.
And what are those two songs?
Quit Playing Games With My Heart.
Okay.
All the gals, they love it. All
right.
And then in a swerve, I know We've Got It Going On from 1997. That was when I was going through a phase of like weird boy right. band music in 97.
What an obscure pick. That's your Backstreet Boys deep cut there.
It was the first album. So I was going in there just not knowing what to do. But we're dead center. We're in the center. We're in the back sitting down. All the women are around. Soon as the thing goes on, everyone's screaming. These women, they're ready to scream. They just don't want to do anything but scream. They can't hear the music themselves, but they just want to keep screaming. And then they eventually stand up. And then I observe some stuff. So I just want to say that.
And what's the official rating are you giving this concert, that you're not a real fan?
Okay.
These guys were awful dancers. I saw some of your IG clips.
Backstreet Boys are awful. They can't dance to save their life.
NSYNC, they couldn't touch NSYNC, man. NSYNC had the moves. They had the dance moves.
Timberlake
These guys
win,
cannot dance.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then there's this one guy that I forgot even existed. I didn't know who this guy was. His name was Howie.
Yeah.
Did you know this guy named Howie on the Backstreet Boys? You knew this already. All right. Good for you.
I have sisters.
Good call. Noted.
They were there at the show.
Of course. I should have waved. Too, right? It was bizarre. But then all these women were there, and they just looked very like excitable. So they're yelling at everything. Then when it's time for them to stand up, everyone's standing up. And I kid you not, I literally were surrounded by about three or four women. They're wearing Spanx.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a Spanx?
You know what Spanx is? Freeze, you good? You know
what's a Spanx?
You see, Freeze, it's a thing that the women, they wear, or maybe even men, they wear this like tight thing to suck in everything. You know?
That will get me one then.
Well, we can go on Amazon tonight. I'm just saying, but literally everybody lifted, they're lifting their shirts, they're doing this thing. And I'm going to get into the dancing in a little bit too. But the Spanx are coming out. So I'm like, wow. I mean, so it makes me wonder, like, what do you wear to go to a concert? What do you wear to go to these kind of concerts? When you go to a concert, it depends on the group. It depends on the genre. Do you dress up? Do you go casually? Do you go like you're trying to find a man? Do you go like you're trying to find a woman? Like, what is the attire for a certain type of concert? I always wonder. Because you had...
Well, this ain't Major Rageous, so it's not Slipknot.
So we don't have the Major Rageous, but then we got these other women that they're dressed up, ready to go, looking for a man at the Backstreet Boys concert, where it's about 80% of women. So I don't know what the angle is of that. But then you got the Moat guys were there. We're like in tank top. Look, I just got up. There's like tank top and shorts and slippers. Right?
I like that.
And then you got those guys, right? They're going to the Major Rage. So I'm just wondering what is the if there's any type of rules or any type of criteria that one determines to go to a certain concert. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
Right?
I usually dress fairly well. I'm going to Janet Jackson in a couple weeks.
All right. How are you going to dress? Okay, how are you going to
dress
the
nice for that one?
I think. Are you going to wear Janet Jackson T-shirt?
No, I'm not going to.
You have a million shirts.
I don't like wearing the shirt of the artist that you're going to go see.
Yes,
I don't like that. I don't.
You got that Rhythm Nation jacket ready?
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Wow, if you got that, that's pretty.
But cool. She is going to be here for the 25th anniversary of Rhythm Nation, so she's doing the whole album. So.
So you're gonna dress up? You gonna wear a suit?
Just a nice shirt, collared shirt, nice jeans, nice shoes.
Six Zane for the win.
What's the official review? What's the official review?
Official review is. The production was good. If you're a Backstreet Boys fan, you're going to love it. It's elaborate.
Did they sound good? Can they all still sing?
They all can sing. They got it figured out, and they get the whole nostalgia thing. They get that they're old. They go 2 hours straight, no breaks.
Two-hour show.
They go into their spiel. They go into their shtick of talking in between
That's
songs.
Longer than the New Edition concert.
You went to New Edition?
Yeah, Bobby Brown definitely had to sit down a few times.
Well, he's not the most limber.
It's his prerogative, yes.
Hey. You got the rim shot. You don't have the
rim. I don't got it.
Okay, forget it. Forget it. But then you have these guys that are performing 2 hours straight constantly. They got it figured out. And they're doing relatable commentary, talking about Hawaii, and they're chi-hooing everywhere. So, yeah, they all chi-hooed.
I like it.
So you got that stuff. It's fine. But then I got to go into, when you go to these concerts, do you dance at concerts, Sky?
If it's a standing, like at the Republic and there's no seats, sure.
Okay, but like, you know, there's a hip-hop version. There's a hip-hop concert where everybody's doing their one thing. They're doing this. Whatever.
Right,
and then
that's the hip-hop
you got
show.
And then you got the Janet Jackson concert. Mm-hmm. What will you be dancing? How will you be dancing to that?
I guess I'm going to be in like a seated area, kind of like where you are. So I guess it's...
You're going to sit down.
I'll be standing in place.
All right. You're not going to be doing this kind of thing?
I don't know that move.
You're at that demographic. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're old. So this is what I saw with the women dancing. When women dance at these concerts, when they stand up, they like to do a little thing where they do this.
I like it.
And they do these fingers. You see these guys? They do these fingers. Like, what does this mean? Like, so it's like you know, like some moke where they go, hey, you fricka. So it's like the fricka fingers, right? And you're doing this kind of thing. And what is it? Is it a gang sign? What are they doing? That's what I saw plenty of. So that was a review of the dancing of the women of the Backstreet Boys concert. So
all right.
That gets like about a 2 mic. So start off with the ratings. 2 mics of that. Production, we go 4 mics. They were going for 2 hours straight. It was fine. The songs, I didn't know many of them. They played a lot of the new album, which I don't get why these artists, when they're nostalgia-based, they play the new album stuff. No one really gets it. But they did. Everybody went to go shishi. They didn't want to stay. Whatever. Overall, I give it the 3.5.
Wow, that's more than I thought that you would give that concert.
It's an unbiased review. I'm giving an unbiased review.
It's pretty good.
So if you enjoy Backstreet Boys, you'll like it. If not, then yeah, you stay.
And then you went to another concert, right? You went and saw Nick Kurosawa?
Well, in regards to, into Nick Kurosawa, you know, he grew up listening to boy band stuff. That was on First Friday.
Shout out to friend of the show.
Shout out Nick Kurosawa. Shout out Bound, his band. Yep. If you guys aren't up on Nick Kurosawa, man, I don't know what to tell you. But he was over here a couple weeks ago, with Marion Ito.
Fantastic performance. One of our best.
So Hawaii State Art Museum was First Friday. That was Mori Hawaii helped do that one. There was a fashion show as well. They performed in the mirror room of Hawaii State Museum. So it's all dark in there. And then they just put on like these neon fluorescent like lights. And then they performed.
Oh, so it was like a visual performance.
It was a visual
performance,
yeah. They performed for an hour straight, no break. So shout out to these guys performing without just taking any kind of intermissions or anything or showing video montages in the background.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of the clips you put on IG. Look pretty awesome, man.
No, good stuff. And then speaking of music, I guess we go into the new Gangstar.
We're going to talk about
album.
Old Fud Hip Hop that we love.
There we go. Let's talk about
new and old album, I guess, from DJ Premier and Rest in Peace Guru.
Well, it fits the demo of the show. Yes, Rest in Peace
For sure.
Guru.
This was started as a hip hop podcast. So I hope we can talk about hip hop. You just talked about Backstreet Boys for 10 minutes.
Yeah, God, we went down the toilet on that one. But Gangstar came out a new album. One of the best yet. They came out last week. First album since 2003.
First album since... it's their seventh album. First album since...
2003, right?
2003, yeah.
Guru passed away 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so nothing came out after 2003, but then nothing can come out further. He passing. So I got to say, off the bat, great nostalgia album.
Great nostalgia album,
it,
yes.
It caters to the fans. If you're a fan of Gangstar, you're gonna dig it. You're going to
like it. Guest stars galore. Right? M.O.P., J. Cole, Q-Tip.
J.Ru to damage you.
Yep. Talib Kweli.
Yeah. All things that Group over home. 40 people, over 40 year olds know. Yeah. No one under the age of 40 is going to know this shit. It was fine. It's the sound of your Gangstar fan. You're going to know. I listen to it again. I gave it 4 mics.
I give it 4 mics as well. I think it could be 3 or 4 songs to be cut out. Tighten it up.
Right.
You know? Because it sounds like those Tupac re-release, you know, those Tupac albums that came out post his death.
You're exactly
like,
right. Yes,
these are not like the gem tracks, and I think that Premier took a lot of time in remixing them. And I think
like
if you're
Biggie
a Gangstar
away,
fan,
right, yeah. When you have these old recordings and you're trying to reconnect them and put new stuff into it. It's tough. So
I don't know if this album's gonna earn them new fans, but definitely it's for the old school loyalists like we are.
Right. So it caters to that demographic. It's not going to change the game. It's not going to get anybody under 25 to go buy them.
Right.
But it works.
Well, Rest in Peace Guru, and his lyrics are still incredible. You know, these were from unused tracks that they were doing from like the late 90s into the early 2000s. Still, his lyrics are relevant and great.
Still works. Yeah.
So RIP to him, and RIP to actor and comedian John Witherspoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Passed
yes.
away on October 29th. Yeah. You know, comedic legend, Hollywood Shuffle, House Party,
House
Boomerang.
Party, Friday.
Friday. Yeah. And then his last role will be in the upcoming Last Friday sequel that Chris Tucker and Ice Cube will be doing it.
I did not know this.
Boomerang.
That's scary. Is there going to be a Boomerang sequel?
Really? What you talking about? I smelled your shit 22 years. Now you can't smell mine for 5 minutes.
You know, speaking of sequels that shouldn't happen, Sky, you're a movie guy, okay?
Yes.
You're a movie buff, as they say. What did you watch? What are the movies of the week? What are the movies that came out
recently? So, I went to the theater twice this past weekend. I saw the new Terminator Dark Fate. I think it's safe to say they can't make a good Terminator movie anymore, I think.
Why are they making
Two and a half points. It's these nostalgia sequels. So basically what they're doing, it's the same template as Star Wars Force Awakens. They just basically are trying to reboot and remake Terminator 2, even though it's like a direct sequel from Terminator 2. They're basically saying like all those other sequels didn't exist. So they're retconning all that other crap. And then you got Arnold and you got Linda Hamilton in there again.
How old is Arnold right now?
Arnold's in his 60s. I think he's approaching 70s, in his late 60s, probably.
Is he 69? Is he going to be?
Oh.
You set me up for that. Sorry. Why are they rehashing this? Like, how many movies have this been? Like, Christian Bale was in Terminator, right? Nobody gave a damn about.
No.
And then they're going to
And then they did the other one with the you know, the gal from Game of Thrones, Terminator Genesis. I give it 2.5 mics. I'd say it has some cool moments, but overall, it's pretty stale, and I think you can stay away from
this one. In the theater, I hear.
Yeah, I did watch on Netflix the new Eddie Murphy, Dolomite Is My Name, and that's the best Eddie Murphy movie in the last 20 years.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Eddie Murphy delivers on
I'm giving that 4 mics, yeah.
Okay, because you know,
that's a labor of love, right? It's the story of Rudy Ray Moore,
A.K.A.
Dolomite, the character he created in the 70s. It's from the director Craig Brewer, who made Hustle and Flow, and it gives me hope, because this director is making Coming to America 2. And so if this movie is this good, I think there's hope that Coming to America 2, which comes out next year.
You're telling me it's better than Aladdin?
What do you mean? Oh, he's not in Aladdin, bro. That's Will Smith. Are you getting those guys mixed up?
Once again, DJ Freeze is here. He's the musical director of the show.
But I'm telling you right now, this is the best Eddie Murphy's best movie in 20 years, and I'm not counting those damn Shrek movies.
That's impressive, because we've talked about Eddie Murphy several times on this show, and it's not been good.
It's great. Okay, it's great. So it's like a 70s version of The Disaster Artist. I think you'll really like it.
Wow.
It's basically about overcoming all obstacles to achieve your art. I think that's the whole message of the movie, and it's got a lot of heart. It's a dirty movie, so don't put this on with your kids or your parents or anything.
Dolomite,
but
right?
But it is. It's really good. And lastly, I watched a movie called Parasite, and this is a Korean movie.
No? Oh, it's Korean.
It's a Korean movie.
All right.
From director Bong Joon-ho. You've never heard of this movie.
What's the director's name again?
Bong Joon-ho.
That's an STD in itself.
There you go.
All right. What else we
got? But it won Best Picture at Cannes. It's right now. It's getting Oscar buzz. This is my favorite movie of 2019. It's the best movie of 2019. Yeah, by far.
Okay, so how?
I saw it at Ward Theater in the afternoon on Sunday. Sold out show.
Really?
Sold out show at Ward. So there's obviously a hunger for movie fans that don't want to watch crap like Terminator Dark Fate, that are looking for intelligent adult movies for adults. And that's a really great movie. So, it's hard to say what it is. It's like part comedy, part social commentary, part thriller horror movie. It's mixed all into one.
It's a potpourri.
It's what Jordan Peele wished us was.
Okay.
That's how I feel. It's
come to me down.
All right, Freeze, you want to go see that movie?
It's dope movie, man.
Freeze, we're going to see Parasite.
Guarantee.
Right? And we're not going to, you know.
Freeze, do you go to movies?
Freeze? Do you go to the theater?
Sometimes.
That's a no. All right.
I go for the popcorn.
Furikake. Okay.
All right.
It's time now. Let's get into
our segment.
We haven't done news.
In a while. We have take time or waste time.
Yeah, let's go some hot takes on the news.
Let's
of the
go.
Week
All right. So I added one here. Take time or waste time. Is Kanye West pulling a Fyre Festival on us? So the rapper's been recently having his Sunday sessions. You've seen him, right? He's promoting the Jesus is King album.
Yeah.
He's doing all these Sunday church things. And then he had a Sunday brunch event in California called Brunchella. charging $55. And we're going to have a graphic up next to you. There's a miserable plate of food with two strips of bacon, two pancakes, and a turkey sausage patty for $55.
Seriously?
Brunchella. Wow.
Sign me up.
For $50.
Yes.
Wow.
$55.
Wow. Oh, herringbone for the win. All right. That's what they charge a herringbone, right? Probably. Oh, wow. I didn't even know this. Okay, this is great. When was this now again?
This was last week. So there's pictures on Instagram. We'll have Lori put up the pics.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a miserable plate of food. So if you guys actually Google Kanye Brunchella photos, and they'll show you that miserable plate of food that everybody got for
$55.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So take time or waste time. Virgin Airlines is introducing a Virgin cruise liner called the Red Scarlet. You want to take time or waste time on this? It's an adult only cruise.
Well, aren't cruises adult?
Well, this one is not allowed anybody on the boat under 18.
Oh, yeah?
No kids allowed. No buffets.
Okay, so it's a higher end cruise?
And they're going to have the cruise ship is equipped with tattoo parlors, fine dining restaurants, gourmet food stands, a spa, multiple gyms, 4 nightclubs, multiple bars and lounges with different atmospheres based on whatever your mood is and your vibe, and 24-hour all-you-can-drink champagne.
Hey, that's a plus. That's like it's a ladies' night every night, it seems like.
Yep.
Have you been on a cruise before?
I've never been on a cruise. I hear all those nightmares about Carnival where everyone's like shitting themselves. And
right.
Just sounds like a nightmare. But this might sound like a bougie, kind of cool cruise, don't you think?
I don't know about boats, man. I don't. Freeze, I'm going to know the answer, I think, by this. Freeze, you ever been on a cruise?
No.
Yeah, good call.
Well, cabins start at $2,400 a cabin for 2 people, and they go up to $11,000.
See, you're talking about Fire Festival. This is like a Fire Festival all over again. This is like some big scam of some sort. This is not going to catch. I mean, it just keep the cruises to the retirees. Okay. Retirees for the win. Buffets for the win.
I think the Disney cruise would be more fun.
I'd rather go on this one.
That's a swerve. Swerve from you there, Freeze. What else we got?
Wow, 2 Disney references from Freeze. Aladdin and now the Disney
cruise. Yeah, what were you watching? Shout out to Disney Plus.
They're sponsoring me, okay? Be quiet.
All right.
Okay, so more than ever, dating app scams are in the news. You want to talk about this?
All right, shout out online dating.
So men across the U.S. have recently been getting robbed when being catfished to meet women on dating apps. So users of Plenty of Fish and Tinder should be aware when using these apps that they might be catfished into putting themselves in.
These are the guys getting taken
down. Oh, yeah. So this year alone, there's been reported over 15 robberies across the United States.
Exactly, because these guys are a bunch of boneheads anyway going on this thing. And they think they have a chance with something. They don't even know what it is. More power to them that they get robbed. Might as well. They're going
to
go show up in some place back alley in Kalihi thinking that they're going
to
go meet some 21-year-old. Forget it. So, you know, they can get out of here. Yeah. Good riddance.
Speaking of dating apps, Tinder is introducing its own interactive TV show, Swipe Night.
Yeah, so
will be debuting soon.
So this sounds intriguing, but it's on the Tinder. You have to get the Tinder app.
So you have
to
have the Tinder app, and then it's based on an end of the world apocalypse premise.
Okay.
Where you basically it's like a choose your own adventure for these characters. You vote on what they should be doing. Then the choices you make directly affect your Tinder profile.
Okay, so
because it tells
that,
you, it tells the other people what kind of person you are.
Oh shit! Well, I get it now. Okay, so if you tell the guy to turn right, and then the same gal,
if the zombies are coming, and you say leave the bitch, then they're gonna tell you that you're a coward, probably on the app or something.
And then that's in the game over or something. But then what if that your match says leave her too, and then you get you guys both said
or
to
if
leave,
the girl,
then,
the girl could be
out.
Like the girl's like. You know, push the guy into the zombies and you're dead meat, man. You know what I mean? So
this isn't any type of thing that an angle to get you to date someone that's watching
this
same show.
It's basically going to show you what kind of person you are.
Well, that's it.
I think that's what it really wants
to
do.
Well, we don't need Tinder to show that. Let me tell you, I mean, so we don't need Tinder to tell you that. I tell you this. I thought this was like a way, like a choose your own adventure to cause the dating to create a match with a person.
They said that this thing will expand with every episode. It'll give different aspects of personalities to its users. So.
All right,
I don't know. Freeze is turning his head. He's like, what is the world coming to?
You better eat meat
Swipe
or you don't
night.
Get none. Like, what is that? That's dumb, bro.
Well, Freeze, just stick to Disney. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And
once again, DJ Freeze, ladies and gentlemen.
So last topic, take time or waste time on this. According to a nationwide poll of men published by the New York Post, farmers seem to have the most sex of any other profession in the United States.
With people? Okay.
Do you buy this?
Okay, let's go...
Farmers.
What's the top three here?
So top three. Number one is farmers.
Okay.
Number two are architects.
Okay.
And number three are doctors.
Okay, I get that. All right. So you got to look at what... Let's look the basic... Let's look at this logically, okay?
Right.
Farmers. They're the labor guys. They're the hard workers. They're the last of the manly men, possibly.
They're plowing.
Yeah, they plow.
Right? They plow. They dig things. So that's why. So you got maybe that angle?
Yeah.
architects, I'm not really sure because they do a lot of mechanical drawing. So I don't know what that has to do with anything involving sex. I don't know if that's a turn. No,
they erect buildings.
Word. Jay Freeze, oh,
now finally. There you
go.
Thank you.
Like
DJ Freeze. And then doctors is just the cash. They got all the cash.
Right.
So you go after the people with the cash.
And no, funny enough, in this poll, guess what occupation had the most troubles in the bedroom? The most frustration in the bedroom.
DJ.
Most frustration. Is it DJs? Yeah.
Lawyers.
Lawyers. They're all stressed out. They can't do things.
There you go.
They can't put the blood flow down there. So it works. It's fine. But then you also gotta look at the other angle of if you look at gay men. Gay men are usually in powerful positions. Such as doctors, possibly, architects, I don't know. I don't know about farmers. But then you have those kind of prominent roles. So if somebody with a lot of money is someone that's going to be a person that gets a lot of sex. I'm just saying. Back to Disney movies, sorry.
That's a bizarre poll, man.
Yeah. Is that the last one we got?
That's the last one we got.
This was a mix for Ladies Night 2.0.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Well, before we go to break here, we got to go. We have some big events coming up for this month.
That's right.
And it's involving the good people that were mentioned earlier, the good people of Soulgasm.
That's right.
Right? If you tell us all about it, that's right. Tell us all about it is the founder of Soulgasm, Leanne Brooks. Where is she? Is Leanne here? There we go. Dance in here. Here we go. Have a seat. Do a spin move or something. Camera catch that. I don't know. Okay. Here we go, dear.
All right. Woo, that's right. Bright.
Yes, welcome. Yes, welcome to my world.
All right, let's see.
Great to have you on.
Thank you.
You good? Okay. What is going on with Soulgasm? What's going on with the 12-year?
12 years.
12-year anniversary. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been quite
the journey.
It's junior high, right? 12 years? Junior high kid?
What's
12 years?
Nah, what grade are 12? Graduated.
Graduated already?
Well, ready for college.
Wow. Smart
University.
People. University. Smart people coming out of Soulgasm. So what do you got the events? You got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend, right? As we film this, today's the 5th.
Yes, yep, totally. So this Friday, we'll be over at Hawaiian Brian's. We're featuring the legendary Lady Alma.
Yes, shout out. There we go. That's right.
Thank you. Yes, it is her debut, actually. It's the Hawaii debut.
Wow.
And it's been in the works for a while. We've been talking for a while. And actually, when we first started, we were already playing her music.
Yep.
And I knew in my mind and heart and soul that it would happen one day.
Wow.
One day, so.
Oh, yeah.
You dream.
Here we are.
It comes. Yes.
1-4-3.
And that's exactly. November 8th is Lady Alma?
Yes, okay. Correct.
And then where's this going to be at?
So it's over at Hawaiian Brian's.
Yep.
And yeah, it starts at 9. It's all ages. I want to make sure that, the young ones can come through.
Yep.
And then also we have the live band, live vintage soul band, The Elevations.
Oh,
super excited
out.
About that. Yes. Yeah. They celebrated a year already,
yeah,
which is amazing. They're awesome. We also did a collab for their anniversary, so super excited to have them with us.
Nice.
Yeah, and then DJs Rain, Matt Key, who else? Cantado. There's a lot going on. Sorry. Percussion by Eli of Quadraphonics.
Nice. Yes, shout
Jerome
out.
Jerome James.
Shout out, yep.
Let's see. Oh, yes. And Dinner and Bites will be available by the Traveling Foodie. Yeah.
Wow.
So definitely, really? Yeah, it's like a full night. You can come down early, have dinner. She makes food from scratch. It's organic, locally sourced. There's like this amazing curry and butter chicken. And and we'll have like our fun, little Soulgasm Soul Train line. That's always fun.
If you haven't seen that, always a hoot. Freeze,
people
on that one.
Jump in. Right. Like, everybody jumps in.
And then that's this Friday, and then you have something else.
Yes. So then we'll have in our monthly third Friday, so that'll be like our finale.
Yeah.
We have Jeremy Soul, who's a fan favorite, and he's been returning, every other year. So super awesome to have him in the third Friday night to close it out and just like launch into the next chapter. Nice. Yeah, and then that one will have a lot of giveaways.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll have the giveaways there. Yep. Sorry, young ones can't make it.
Oh, that's
just
the old
21-year-old.
Oh, okay, that's the adult cruise ship party. Okay.
But right. I think some of the students will be performing that night.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. And how does one get tickets to this event?
So
to these events?
You can go online, soulgasmhawaii.com. There's a special, actually, I think you know the code.
There is a code, yes. We have our first code. Sleep time's over. If you enter that, you get what do we get with that when we enter that?
So you get extra discount.
Oh.
Extra.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, extra.
Oh, how's us? So yes, we have our first code. That's
got
never
a
happened.
Code.
So just go on soulgasm.com then.
Yes, soulgasmhawaii.com.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Got it.
There's also a bundle too, which is super awesome.
Oh yeah, tell us about the bundle.
Yes, so the bundle is if you want to get the 12-year commemorative shirt, it's like this vintage kind of like soul, like Hawaii kind of design. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. Actually,
you posted that.
I did post it.
The Instagram, as they say. Okay.
Yes. So we'll have like a commemorative shirt for that. And then that, along with the tickets, which gets you in for Lady Alma on the 8th and also Jeremy Soul the next Friday on the 15th.
Yep.
With the shirt is only $40.
Tall.
Like, come on.
How's that?
Come on, two parties.
What cheap.
And a nice shirt. And it's on soft tee.
Oh, so even more good quality kind. I mean, if that doesn't sell at all, I don't know what. I mean, good Lord.
Yep.
So, yeah, so November 8th. Yeah. Then the next one over.
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff.
At Bar 35, yep.
Yes, and we may even have, after we're going to we post this the next day, the audio version, we're going to have a giveaway on that very tomorrow, November 6th.
Awesome.
So that's going to be a giveaway, IG giveaway. I haven't yet decided what to do and how to give that away. Do you have any ideas right now? Can you throw something out? No pressure. Okay, it's fine.
Sorry.
It's fine. Yes. I don't know. I don't know what to do. But it's going to do something. It's going to give away two tickets. The fun will continue. And
it will.
You're going to be joining us at the end. When we have the great legendary Lady Alma performing, are you gonna do something? No pressure again. You gonna do like some dancing?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
There you go. Yes, yes.
I mean, either
just clap. So
I will
get
be
her,
dancing.
You know,
whether it's here or back there or over there,
you're ready to dance. You're always ready. You're soulgasm. All right. So let's take a break here, and then we'll come back. We have Samantha Moore. We have Smith and Kings. Lady Alma is here. My goodness, you are here. Thank you very much. Sleep time's over. We'll be back.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Hey, all right. Sleep
and
time's
we're back.
Over is back. Yes, we are back. And I guess we got to do with our news and notes before we go get on our guest one, I guess.
Yes.
So let's go. Not to forget, next week is Terrace House.
That's
Eric
right.
Eric is coming
Eric
back.
Eric from Terrace House.
For all the fans of Terrace House, dakimasu, sugoi.
I'm stoked, man.
Punch Bowl Coffee. So he's going to be here. And then we're also going to have a musical performance from Kids Need Food.
Whoa,
new album.
Dope. Right on.
Coming out on the day before we do the show, on the 12th. It's going to be on the 11th. So Kids Need Food. They're, I guess, one of the top five of Hawaii hip-hop.
For Hawaii hip-hop right
that
now,
will,
yeah.
Like, if there's a group that'll send them out. That'll,
and
they'll
probably
go to
one
the
of the most shouted out groups that we haven't had on. People, a lot of people shouted them out on this show. Our previous guests shouted out Kidney Food on previous episodes, and we finally got them on. So
yeah. And it's great because their debut album comes out the day before they appear on the show next week.
Yeah.
So it'll be great
awesome.
To talk to them about that. And the backstory of why he's called Kids Need Food is basically straight up because his kids need food. So it's as real as it gets.
Got
so,
it.
Yeah, 94 block, right? Is he from? So we got that. We got the Thanksgiving show coming up. We got Rucka. He's back.
Rucka's back.
He's going to be cooking again.
It's like a turkey mac and cheese this
time. I don't know. He's going to do a cooking demo part two. I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to make mac and cheese again. He's going to make
stuff a turkey with cheese.
That's worth watching, right? So he'll be there. And then the man that we all know and love, Freeze loves him, Just Bone will be here.
Oh.
And he's going to bring the chicken of Ichibut because all the bones are in the chicken and it's only fitting Just Bone.
What a name, man. Just Bone.
He's promoter extraordinaire. He's still on K2H and he's like at least 69 years old, and he still has a college radio show, so I don't know what that's about.
Does he still take classes? Like, I always wondered
that. He's
like,
maybe taking something. I don't know, some elective. I don't know, but he's still on the air. So we're going to find out why and how. Just Bone's still on the air. So that's coming up for the month of November. And
wow, action-packed lineup, man. Love
and,
it.
So speaking of action-packed, we have a first here as our next guest. This is our first ever. We've had many business owners. We've had many small business owners and whatnot. We've had our first female promoter on,
right,
Leanne. So it's only fitting we have our first ever female business owner on the show. So if she's still there, Samantha Moore from Smith & Kings, woo! Where are you? Where is she? Here she is. All right. What song we got? Freeze, what are we? What is this, Boyz II Men? What is this we got?
Bro, it's the smoothest ish ever, bro. What you mean?
Okay, got it.
Just because you don't know it doesn't mean anything.
Bro, that's right. It's Glenn Lewis. I got it. All right. Samantha, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's all right. Okay, all right. How many drinks you had before we got here? Okay, so then, here goes. Scoot in so you can talk into the mic. Here.
Yeah, you're.
Sorry, here. I'm nervous.
We'll do this. I tell you what, so am I. So we're going
to
do this.
You're not
this
supposed
here.
To let them know, and bro. Then. Just cool.
Yes, yes. So, how's Smith & Kings doing?
Smith & Kings is doing well.
What's going on over there lately? What's the latest? You have events every night. So what?
Pretty much every night. We have Trivia Mondays. Tuesdays, we're going to start $2 Tuesdays, which is something for $2. Every hour. We have Smash Burger Wednesdays,
hey, all right.
Taco Thursdays, and brunch every Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
I tell you what,
all kind of stuff going on. And then shout out to your friend and mine, Spell. Spell One. We all love him. Yes, he's the king of Smith & Kings. Yes. I don't know if we're on IG Live, but maybe we should so we can get the Spell to chime in. As he's, oh, see, exactly.
Was he?
You see?
I miss you, Spell.
There you go. Turn the IG Live back on. Jane Adds, our social director, is on. So I was there just last night, okay, so to go come down there, and then I walk into what they call trivia night, and I did not know this was going on. So very odd, but crowded. Interesting crowd. I saw some people with thermoses. I didn't know what that was about.
Yeah.
So how's the drinkers in the trivia night? They're not drinking. They're focused.
It's definitely a may I have water night.
Okay.
But it is people competitive, ready to compete, ready to maybe possibly yell out to the next table.
Hey, right.
But we're going to change out here soon where we have like games in between rounds.
There you go.
And
see?
Stuff. So.
It's all about having fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about fun.
Exactly.
Smith & Kings is fun. You have a lot of shout out to Hawaii News Now. They're all there. All the women that all the men love. I tell you, the Ashley Nagaoka is there.
Love Joe Bettevere. Beth.
Yes.
Yeah.
A friend Chelsea. Of the show. My goodness. See, so there must be a draw to Smith & Kings.
Yes. Love those girls and Casey as well. They are our little brunch cheerleaders. They're always there.
Oh, they're there for, okay.
Yep, right. Every Saturday.
Pictures galore, that's right. Boomerangs galore.
Party, right. Cheersing, oh. Yeah.
How they do it. And be serious on the news. So, what if no one, if for someone that has never gone to Smith & Kings, what would you recommend for them to try? It's like the automatics.
Everything.
It's so underrated, and it's the buttermilk fried chicken mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good, like, 2 pounds of food. A lot of people actually don't order it, but when they do, they're like, I can't believe that I didn't even notice this, because it is, we have like lobster mac and cheese with add-ons, and the add-on of like buttermilk fried chicken always gets looked over, but when people do get it, they're like, I can't believe that this isn't your number one seller. They love it.
Wow. Can you get this separately? Can we get just like the chicken itself, or do I have to get the mac and cheese?
Absolutely.
Okay, just checking.
Chicken's always available. Right, chicken and waffles. Biscuits and gravy with chicken.
And trivia. Okay, yeah. So what else do you have the rest of the week? We got the $2 thing on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What's the lineup there for the weekday?
For like the weekends?
Or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What else? Any other events on those days? Or
No, nothing else going on? We have the Taco Thursdays. Fridays.
Oh, Taco Thursday.
We try not to do any events, but we have the Saturdays and Sundays, which is brunch. Okay. And we do run happy hour pretty late for a weekend bar, 3 to 7. So.
Okay.
And right. then every first Friday we have DJs. So.
Oh, there you go. Which DJs you got in there?
We have Lowell.
Oh, shout out 94 Block. There you go.
Yeah,
Lowell.
Those guys.
DJ Logo. All right.
Love them.
Shout out guy. Okay, yes, who else we got? Who else besides Lowell you got on the roster? Okay.
That might be, yeah. So we kind of switched it because Daryl had a baby. Congratulations.
Oh, okay, yes.
So I have not got to meet the DJs that were replaced in the last 2 weeks. But yeah, Daryl just had a baby.
Oh, shout out to that. Did not know that. Okay.
Where do I send my resume?
I was a segue for you, Freeze, to say something.
I like it.
You know, it's whatever, you know. Just helping a brother out. Okay, so let's get to it because you are our first female business owner on the show. So this is a great thing.
Thank you for having me.
Right, and you're welcome, very welcome. And I have to mention to everyone how this came about. This was fantastic. So as you know, I help post things of this show that we do on the social media, on the Instagram. That's the kids, they love it. And so I get a message in the direct messages from someone, and it wasn't a person, it was Smith and Kings. So I get this message, and it's like, how come you only show like these kind of model kind of girls, and you show these kind of rappers? Why do you know that? I'm just a little small business owner, you know? I'm like, and I was, this was late, so like, I was already drunk. I'm like, hey, that's a good idea. And it was a great light bulb thing. So I was like, that's what we need to do. We've never had that. We've never had a female business owner. It's a great story to go with. And you're, in fact, what led to the whole theme of 2.0 Ladies Night. So go figure what things happen when you're drunk, right? Go figure. Right?
Always.
Right? So let's get into that. As a female business owner in downtown, which is evolving constantly, you're right next door to, you got these heavy hitters like Picking the Lady and Senya and all this stuff. What have you experienced, any type of situations that would be different than the said male business owner? Any kind of things that would be like roadblocks for you?
Well, kicking people out is definitely
that must be always
not
a hoot.
As easy for me than I think it would be for gentlemen.
Yeah.
But that definitely is a huge one. Also, just, having a voice. Yep. There, a lot of people, I'm not too sure if they notice that an owner is there, how they may notice at other venues.
Yep.
Many times I've seen reviews that are like, I wish I see the owner present. And I'm just like, hey, we're right here, we're
right.
So a difficult thing is definitely being noticed just as a female owner. A lot of, I think the gentlemen owners get noticed pretty easily versus females who definitely have to earn it in the industry.
Right, because it's very much a political game, like much like everything.
Absolutely.
Right. How long has Smith & Kings been around?
5 years in March.
How about it?
Yeah.
5 years in March, that's it. How about it? That's right.
Yeah, so while now.
What's in store? What's in the future?
Smith & Kings in the last year purchased a farm. So they plan on being...
Shout out farmers.
Yeah.
Hey, see? It all comes down to sex. Shout out
what
to lots of sex.
Does it.
Wow. So is this? What is this farm all about? What are you talking about?
We want to, nurture the idea of bringing fresh produce actually from farm to table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we want to be able to have the control of growing our ingredients.
Right.
We extend so many of our ingredients to our bar, not only to our kitchen. And, we want to make sure that we know where it comes from the very, very beginning, from nursing, the plant.
Wow. Where's the farm going to be at?
It's already up and going. It's in Cunia. So it's the Cunia farmlands. The small farmlands that a lot of people are buying right now. So we plan on just doing something small for the farm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's manning the farm? No pun intended.
I feel the need to say it's going to be a guy.
All right. There you go. Farmersonly.
Yeah.
Okay. What goes into that? Like, what created the idea of having a farm here? That's pretty a swerve for like a bar owner.
Definitely. I think that we thought luxury more so when we got it. We didn't realize how many politics are in farming and how much structures and rules are in it. Right. And you can't really just plant things and say, hey, can I grow this?
Right.
So a lot's going into it. We've been working on it for 3 years now. So only plants are actually going up as of this year, nursing them and stuff. So. It's a lot. And it won't be me working on it, I don't think.
You're not going to be plowing or anything?
No.
Putting a seed in the
dirt. It won't be me plowing.
So it'll be a farm-to-table bar then. It will be, yes.
Farm-to-table bar.
That's awesome.
In the near future.
That's incredible.
There's nothing like that, right? Sky, is there anything going on? Farm-to-table bar? We talked to Dave Newman about this.
I know. There's a lot of guys that are growing their own like garnishes and stuff, you know, but not for like their own kitchen and growing their own stuff for the food and everything. That's pretty amazing, yeah.
Wow, so this is just, that's evolution right there.
Yeah, it's really important to know, know the backstory of all of our plants.
Right.
And you're controlling your food source, you know where it's coming from, it's being farmed responsibly, all that good stuff.
Exactly.
So, yeah, even better.
So that is going to be, I guess, more regular come next year then, as far as more of the ingredients are coming?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, unreal.
More so actually by the end of this month. So,
oh, really?
Sooner than later. It's been a work in progress.
Gosh. Any second location ideas?
No, I think that this was my kind of second location extended. Yeah.
Excellent. So because of the fact that you're in downtown and a lot of parties go down, you know, you have the first Friday, you know, you have...
Love it.
Friday nights, right? You have military fighting locals. What have you seen? The weirdest thing, if you could think of, that's happened... In Smith & King's that you dealt with?
Probably. I may get in trouble for saying this.
Even better.
Weirdest thing. He also works there. Okay, I think I may want to stray. But even just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, here we go.
I had a guy that... I'm nervous to say it. Whatever. Oh. We'll do it.
Let's go.
We have a back area where, like, the bathrooms are, and, people will, like, fall asleep, but he had, like, his whole, like, shaving, grooming, everything, and trying to remove him from the restroom.
Okay.
Hole through walls, everything, and... This is just Chinatown. I feel really guilty for saying it.
Anything
I feel
can
like
happen
we're,
there.
We're all dealing with it, yeah. So, having to bail myself out and go to, you know, my other manager and be like, I'm sorry, I can't really handle this guy kind of thing. So, yeah, also steps into the difficulty of being a female owner.
Right. Wow.
Yikes.
To say the least.
Pilau.
Anything else,
I know, it wasn't the best answer. I'm sorry.
It leaves a lot of clouded mystery there. Anything else before we go that you saw? Well, anything involving something that's not in the restroom? But
no, yeah. Sorry to bring up the restroom.
I mean, a lot can happen.
There's so many different events.
There's a brunch store. Nagaoka got into a fight?
No. Okay. Never, ever.
Hey, all right. I love this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know the story. Oh, okay. Any hints on the story?
Is there a hint? Oh, yeah. So, okay. Great backstory. We used to have bottomless mimosas.
Yeah.
And then we had stopped. We were virtually the first people that had them.
Okay.
But, it's hard to cut off people with bottomless mimosas. And
okay, so this involved that. You cut off someone.
Yeah. Actually, like...
Lady or a man?
Yeah, was that a lady or a man here?
It was like six guys.
Wow.
Pounding mimosas?
All right.
Yeah.
Now we got a story. Now we're building.
Six guys. Was it the Backstreet Boys?
This is the original Yeah, who is this? Sorry, I just was afraid to say it. So,
with the added sixth member.
Let's get to the story. With six guys, mimosas, what happened here?
Where did they work?
They worked at the Navy. This is horrible. They were Navy guys.
They are seamen.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so
we had to cut them off, and there was no cutting them off, and they actually all tried to kind of fist fight with me.
Wow. And
we never did bottomless mimosas a day after that. So
I would say so.
Mimosa mayhem.
I'm telling that story. Wow.
Six seamen tried to fight you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
during the day as well.
But wow. Yeah. Ended up well.
Don't take a mimosa away from a sailor.
Yeah, so you can't really cut off.
Scary in many ways. Yeah. So how did this end? They eventually left you? What was the ending of this story?
They ended up, my partner / boyfriend, he ended up coming in and kind of saving the day.
Okay.
And they ended up all leaving without intimidation. They just would rather talk to me than a 6'5" guy. And they ended up all leaving, and we stopped doing bottomless mimosas. So now offer $14 mimosa pitchers.
Hey, all right.
So,
well done. Well done.
What a fight is going to cost you.
Thank you, Daniel, for getting me into that.
Well done. Well played story there. And so,
was it?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
You built the intrigue, though, to the story. You threw in clues here and there.
Sorry.
It was very episodic how you did the story. So you can still come down to brunch, get mimosas, right?
Yeah.
Just
not bottomless.
All right. All right. Any closing words here before we get shot? So you can get you more shots. No, you're right.
Probably.
Okay.
Thank all you right. so much
gonna,
for
gonna,
having me.
We're going to get some drinks. Let's take a break here. Samantha Moore, everyone.
Woo!
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah,
sucker look you in your eyes, huh? Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Hey, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back here. Trees, what you playing over there?
Oh, you know, just some Cardi B, you know, the classic stuff.
God, I swear, from the...
hip-hop classic, Cardi B.
All the Maxwell you've been playing. All right, so let's get right to this, because this is gonna be a fun one. Our next guest is a legendary Philadelphia powerhouse soul singer, to say the least. And her career is having a resurgence. There's this viral video that we gotta discuss about. And she's performing at Hawaiian Brian's November 8th. And after a decade-long hiatus, she's back. She's better than ever. Let's welcome Lady Alma is here. There we go. Yes.
Yes.
To the classic jam.
Of yours. That's right. When the funk hits the fan.
Show 430.
Yes.
Shout out King Britt.
Yes. Shout out.
Man. Hey.
Professor now.
Really? Yeah. He's a professor.
Yeah. He teaches in out in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Right. So that was where you were originally from?
That's where I was born.
Okay.
Yes.
And then when did you, from San Diego to Philadelphia?
I was in San Diego till about 2.
Yep.
And then we came to Philly because we have family on both coast, and then I went back over to San Diego for a little bit, and then I came back to Philly, and that's been it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So when did you start? When did the whole singing begin?
Honestly,
yeah.
The singing began about 2 years old.
Nice.
Yes.
It's just how it goes with some, right? It's just
pretty
it's
much
in the blood.
Yes, yes, it is, because my mom and my pop sang.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, so early influences then would be.
A lot of the classics.
Yep.
So my biggest influence, even though I'm not in the jazz field, but I just liked her as an individual, was Lady Day, Billie Holiday.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Shout out. Right.
She was something else, though. Like, yeah. I liked her person. I liked who she was and the things that she went through. She went through some heavy things. You know, as a child, as a teenager, and sad thing is that she died with $600 taped to her leg. And she made millions, but she's still a legend in my eye.
Oh,
I love her forever.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Huge influence on that.
Yes.
For
yes,
someone now, how would you describe to someone who has not heard you, if they came up to you and be like, what do you do? What do you sing? What's your style? What would you tell that person?
Well, I would like to say that I'm like a musical DJ. Vocal, though. A vocal DJ.
Yeah.
And I'll sing whatever is on my heart. However, though, I love house music. That is who I am. I am house. Yeah. Yep. Yes, and house is me.
Exactly. Yep. This segues well, because then explain or tell people about the uniqueness that is the Philly soul scene.
Oh, wow. You know, Philly has always had the notoriety of being a musical city anyway.
Yep.
City of the arts.
Yep.
And I just would say, you know, I'm part of that Philly scene.
Right, a lot of history there.
It's a lot, you know, from Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff, you know, the sound of TSOP, Sound of Philadelphia. Yeah. And then we had that second time around where a lot of people started doing neo-soul.
Yeah.
And I would like to say that it didn't start, but, you know, we kind of were part of that neo-soul movement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because mid to late 90s was when this everything kind of shifted as far as R&B, where you had the neo-soul.
Yes.
You had the groovy hip-hop. You had the groovy hip-hop. You had the groovy house. You had all this soulful stuff coming out.
Yes.
Silk 130, King Britt, whatnot. And a lot of us gravitated to that as hip-hop fans, even in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
And we were big fans of Silk 130, right? We were big fans of this whole situation. And it was amazing. What's your take when you see the evolution of house music in general of the 90s?
Oh, well,
because it changed a lot.
Well, I want to take it back even further. Yeah. Like, you know, when disco was dying out.
Yeah.
You know, because house is disco's daughter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was changing. It's always changing, first of all.
Yeah.
And it was changing because disco was fading. But, like, some of the people that enjoyed disco kind of wanted to keep that momentum going. Although disco was dying, they developed this whole new avenue of music, which is house music.
Right.
And for me, house music came into my life when I was in college. You know, and I'm a daughter of a preacher. So house music in the beginning was like gospel music in a sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
In a lot of ways, yes.
And I gravitated to it. And just to see it changing, you know, because now it's a little bit different. People are more leaning towards EDM, but then you still have that, you know, soulful, vocal house music scene that just tends to stay alive because people love it.
Right, and we can go all the way back to late 80s, early 90s.
Absolutely.
I mean, you work with all these masters, yet masters that work.
Yes, did a remix of one of my tunes early on.
Right,
yeah.
Four Hero is another one.
Absolutely.
Fanatics.
Come on, the Fanatics of London, yeah.
So it's amazing how that evolution where you'd see like the early 90s, then you'd see how it evolved into like things like a Robin S, for example.
Yes, CC Peniston.
Right?
Yeah,
you have like the mainstream guys that get like Snap, and you have all like these commercial house guys, and then you have all the groovy and the soul house, and it just all evolved through that decade. It was amazing.
When they first came out, it wasn't commercial.
Right. Exactly.
People actually was like, well, what is this?
Right.
So it was kind of new then.
Right.
It is considered commercial now because, you know, the house scene is underground.
Yeah.
It's still sort of kind of underground, you know what I mean? And you have all these producers from different places in the world that are adding their sound to
remixes
house.
Galore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I can't keep up with my
remixes. I know, me neither.
You have one song, you have 30
like
remixes.
Like 90 remixes, like what?
You know, I'm trying to pull music, you know, so Freeze can play. I'm like, there's 30,000 remixes of your song. Like, which is the one to play?
I don't know.
So it's amazing how that.
Yes.
So what made you choose going that direction rather than the traditional R&B direction?
Because I wanted to stand out.
Yeah.
You know, I love R&B, but I felt like, you know, after a while you can get lost in it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many that's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody tends to be doing it the same in a sense. Right.
Formulaic.
So yeah. With house, in the beginning a lot of people didn't want to touch it. Especially yeah. your R&B artists, they didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was in me anyway to be into the house. Yeah. And then just hanging with King.
Yeah.
That is really the start of the music career for me anyway.
Right.
It's hooking up with him. So, yeah. you know, traveling with him and being exposed to artists, house artists.
Yeah.
And house producers.
Yeah.
It just was something that I felt, wow. This is my niche. I feel like this is my niche. And no one in Philly vocally was doing it. So why not
right.
create my lane?
Right.
You know? And I stayed in my lane.
You certainly did. And was it 2001, around 2000, 2001, you had, was it Happiness was one?
Yes, was Happiness. That around that time? Right. Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
That's an amazing killer track.
Shout
well.
Out.
I tell you what.
To Blizzy Mose.
Wow.
Soul Dama. He was the producer.
Yeah.
He did that mix, the mix that everybody listens to.
Okay,
because
right.
Happiness actually was a funk. If you listen to it on the album, it's
yeah.
funky.
Yeah.
You know, on Members Only, Remembers
Members
Only.
Only yeah.
So it's real funky. And King then, yeah, he's playing it right
there
now. King then went to Soul Dama, who is also a friend of mine by the name of Wayne. And this is his version right here. That you hear playing.
Nice, yes.
Absolutely.
And it was that era of 2000, 2001, well, Silk 130. It was just a unique kind of rebirth of just R&B as a whole just evolving.
Yes, it was. And we, you know, mind you, we were 11-piece band.
Yeah.
And that was expensive back then to have 11 pieces traveling all over. But,
yeah.
you know, big ups to Sony Records at the time, Diney Aina was the president at that time, and he believed in the vision that King had. And it kind of opened up. We did things with the Roots
yep.
back then. We did the Rock the Vote. And actually, it was an honor to have them open up for us at that time. Of course, the
nice.
Roots are a mega band now, and I'm very proud of them, of course.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of them. Yeah. They're friends of mine, and I'm glad to see them where they are. But, yeah. you know, we all were underneath that same
right, Philly,
umbrella.
Jazzy
yeah.
Jeff.
Yes, I mean, absolutely. Rich Medina.
Jilly right. from Philly.
Yeah, Jilly. Yeah,
right.
Jilly from Philly. Kindred. Right. Whole right. bunch of acts that's coming out of there. Belial, Music Soul
that's
Child.
Right. Shout out Belial. Right. Right.
Soul Child. Right, right.
Yeah. Catalog's know? Endless. Sorry, that also then you had When the Funk Hits the Fan that came last night, DJ Saved My Life. You did,
yes,
you did a remake of that.
Yes, me yeah. and a friend of mine by the name of Tanja Dixon. We used to be a group called TNA on the Rocks. Get your head out the... Tanja and Alma. And how it happened, we were actually standing on a rock. We were standing
really?
On a rock, and we were like, we need to develop a name for ourselves. And it was catchy.
Good timing.
Right?
Yeah.
It was catchy, because everybody's like, TNA on the Rock. So and so we used to go to...
Fitting for this episode. Yeah.
Right, because
yeah,
you guys have
yeah,
a nice
sorry.
Podcast.
Oh, well, I don't want nice.
<I'm> over. But no, we had started out as a group, and
yeah.
we used to hang out at this club called Silk City. That's where it all began.
Okay.
For Silk 130, King and Dazier Blakely, who is the nephew of Art Blakely, they were partners, and they had a night on Mondays and Saturdays, actually. But on Mondays, it was called Back to Basics, and we all used to get together. And me and Tanj would sing over the, you know, the sound system.
Yeah.
And King and Daz could hear that. That's how we all kind of hooked
up. Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They said, we got to have those girls.
Oh, okay.
And when he was getting the record together, he said, how you guys feel about redoing Last Night of DJ Saved My Life? And that was a great honor, because that
yeah.
was already a classic
right.
song.
Right.
And for us to get a chance to redo it, we did
right.
a video. We
right.
traveled the world, you
yeah.
know, doing that. And I just was, you know, really honored and grateful that I was at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So that launched the solo career.
Yes.
For yourself.
Yes. And,
but I guess about over 10 years ago, you put everything on hold.
Yes.
And talk to us about that.
Well, my mom, she who invested a lot of her money and time into my career and my craft already, she'd taken ill. And I was put in this position to make a decision. Yeah. And that's where, if I can just sidetrack just a little bit, that's where that song Let It Fall came from.
Right.
With the gentleman in the video. Now, I'll go back and... You know, I had to take care of my mom. What was more important to me was taking care of her than my career. And then when she passed away in April 20th, 2017, myself and my manager suffered some loss. And we were circling back around to getting in the business again. And we were in the car, and he was saying, we got to do something, you know, to get you back out there. But we didn't want to come with a gimmick. I'm too old for gimmicks now, you know what I mean? And we wanted it to be natural. We wanted it to be authentic. A year later, I get this video with this gentleman.
Yeah.
Singing, well, lip syncing to the song. And I mean, really, I was almost convinced that he was singing it.
Right.
Because he had every nuance, he had every phrase, every breath, every everything.
This was on Facebook, this video?
It's on Facebook.
It's everywhere now. Instagram. But, right, like 20 million views of this thing.
22 million.
22 million. It's growing. Yeah. That's what I was trending, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that something, the whole trending situation?
Yeah.
So, like, for the people that don't know this story, so. Let's talk about this. This was this in South Africa?
This was in South Africa. Okay. Yes. And it was at a party on a Sunday night.
Right.
And the DJ had slowed down the track. So it made the vocal sound like a gentleman's voice.
Okay.
Because he slowed it down.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But the reason for him slowing it down was it was the end of the night. And after all the frenzy of house music, they was trying to bring, you know, the feel down. So you can get out.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Time to go. Time go to home. Yeah. And the gentleman by the name of DJ The General sent me the video the next day. And he was like, I don't know what this is going to do, but I just wanted you to see how we here in South Africa really appreciate your music. And... next thing you know, by the end of the week, it was like up to 5 million and
trending.
Yeah,
amazing, right?
Yes, and they're still sharing it like to this day.
Unreal. you have another, like, you're just you're gonna become the viral queen.
I know you got this other one.
Right?
Yes, it's called It's House Music.
Right, I think that's the one you're gonna be performing tonight. I believe. I'm not sure.
Do believe.
But you got the, how many views is that growing?
That's like about 5-6 million.
It's unreal.
Yes. Tony Basil, too. You know, old Mickey.
Yeah.
Her. That's her dancing. She's 74 years old. I wish to and pray that I'll be there.
I can only hope that we can move.
Yeah, like her. Ooh, she'd be
unbelievable. Bad. It's just unbelievable how these things work out. And just have you ever met these guys?
I did not meet Miss Basil. But I did get a chance to speak to Inlaka. That's the gentleman from South Africa,
right.
So by the end of that week, I had tweeted out, I don't care how you guys do it, but you guys got to find this dude. Yeah. I need to talk to him. So by Saturday, I was talking to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You only talked to him, not met him in person?
Not met him in person, but, you know, that's probably inevitable.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Absolutely. I believe that.
That'll be amazing. Currently, what do you got coming on? You've just released something recently, right?
Yes, actually, me and a friend of my brother in music, Mark DeClivelo, we had did some work over like a 15-year span. We finally decided to put it out.
Yeah.
Like, some things came out, but not stateside. So some people are not aware of some of the stuff except for the DJs, you know. But yeah, we put out a project called Twilight.
Okay.
And that is definitely available.
It's like an anthology kind of album.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, yes. Because it's over 15 years of work.
Yeah.
Compiled together that we put out.
Unreal. And then you even got the yet another remix.
By the DJ Spinner,
right? Yes, shout out DJ Spinner.
Yes, yes. Shout out to him. He did an awesome job though on Let It Fall. It sounds great.
Unreal. And then you're performing this
I am performing November 8th.
Oh, get ready for that.
At Hawaiian Brian's.
How's that, right?
Yes.
Get the pineapple juice ready.
Yes, with my girl Leanne and the dancers. I'm excited.
Leanne's ready. DJ, everyone's really.
DJ Rain and DJ Kintar. So I need people to come out. That's one of the things.
I think people will, yes.
I would like to see folks come out.
Well, I gotta say, I mean, I don't wanna you know, speak for Hawaii or anything, but I just wanna say, to me, as growing up as a hip hop kid and in Hawaii, soul music was always very dear to me because it's a direct connection
absolutely
to the hip hop world anyway. And a lot of that was from the late 80s to the early 90s, where you'd have the evolution of house music and you'd have that soul that would be built up. And in the late 90s, where a lot of us hip hop guys would kind of check out because we didn't know where the direction of that music was going, with it becoming more mainstream, a lot of us turn to a person such as yourself.
Right.
We would turn to neo soul. We would turn to down-tempo music. We would turn to King Britt. We would turn to just that different evolution of sound.
Right.
So it's amazing to see that, how that, and you're keeping it going.
Oh, yeah,
up to all
absolutely
these years, and to see that keep pushing.
Oh, yes. House is never going to die. Please know this.
No. That's not going to happen.
It's never going to die.
But just the soul of your voice, the soul of how you sound, that essence, you don't hear that often, especially in 2019. In that type of person singing.
Yeah.
So just a credit to you that you're back out there.
Well, thank you.
And it's fantastic. And it's only fitting that we're going to have, we're going to take a break here and we're going to have the lady perform. Yeah, it's going to be, which song are you doing? Just to
I'm
make sure.
Do,
it's house music.
It's house music, yes.
There we go. Lady Alma.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. Good one. Back. All right. Let's get right to it. Lady Alma is here. Only fitting she performs. So once again, Lady Alma.
If you're feeling all right, everybody say all right.
All right.
Hey. Come on, DJ. Hey, you know what? It's all about the good house music.
Feel it. Do it.
Lady, wanna jack your body, yeah. Hey, oh, feel it. Lady, wanna jack your body, yeah. Woo. Come on,
feel it.
Do it. Lady, wanna jack your body, yeah. Whoa, why don't you just feel it? Do it. Lady, wanna jack your body. Ooh. Listen. So you got nowhere to go, and you got nothing to do. Don't turn on the radio, but the music inside of you. Let it out, don't you feel the sound? Real music, can't you feel it now? House music, take control of you, catch your toes to move. I know you love the groove.
Feel it,
do it,
move it.
This is house music.
Feel it,
just do it. I want to move your body. Don't you feel it?
Do
just
it.
Do it.
Move it.
Ha, come on, yeah. Come on, yeah. House music all night long.
It's house music.
Woo. You got to feel it and do it. The beat is always on the 4/4. Bass kick, leave you wanting more. High hats and snares are everywhere. On the one or even the two, house music always make you move. Can't deny the feeling, and it's here. Ow! It gives you joy and lifts you up. You never ever get enough. Turn it up and act the fool. Why don't you shake your body and feel the groove? House music gonna make you move. House music gonna make you move.
house music gonna make you move, yeah, yeah. I'll jack your body, why don't you feel it? Won't you do it? Come on and move it. It's house music. I'll jack your body, feel it, do it. Come on and do it. I want to jack your body, feel it, do it. Just move it. Ooh, it's house music. Come on, lady, wanna jack your body. Ooh. You don't do that. Your body, body. Just move it and just do it. And just move it and just do it. Ooh. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, 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 ow. Hey, come on. I jack your body. House music all night long. House music all night long. Hey, let me take your body, feel it. You got to do it. Got to feel it. You got to move it. I wanna jack your body. Come on and jack your body. It's a feeling. Oh, just do it. It's a feeling. Why don't you move it? You. You got to move your body. Nothing but a house party. Right here at the club. Nothing but a house party. Here at the club. Yeah, 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 yeah. It makes me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. Uh-huh. It makes me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. Come on and jack your body. Woo. It's a feeling, just do it. It's a feeling, I want you move it. You got to move your body. You got to move your body. It's a feeling, do it, move it. Hey, it's house music. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sleep time is over. Sleep time is over. Sleep time is over. Sleep time is over. You got to move your body. You got to move your body. You got to move your body. Bend in the back, move your body. Ow, 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 ow. It's house music. It's house music. Feel it. Do it. Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze. Make it sound so sweet for me. Ow, ow, ow. Let me jack your body. Our body. Let me move your body. You got to move your body. You got to feel this music. You got to move your body. Let me jack your body. Ow, ow, ow. Let me move your body. Your body. Let me jack your body. Just feel it. Do it. Move it. It's house music. Hey, 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 hey. Just feel it. Do it. Move it. Come on, it's house music. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me jack your body. Feel it, do it, move it. Come on, it's house music. And this is where we end it. Let me jack your body.
Wow. Our first, I don't even know what to call this. Our first party, our first like dance lesson. First all around this show. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable, my dear. Unreal.
Thank you.
Lady Alma, ladies and gentlemen. Sleep, I tell you what. Over. Oh, but I need a nap. So, shout out to everyone here at the Highbrow Room. Shout out to, yes, that's right. Yes. Leanne, I tell you, I didn't know what you were going to do. Leanne, come on here. Yeah. Come back in here, Leanne. Where are you? Yes, come here. So, yes, Leanne, once again, this Friday.
This Friday, 12-year anniversary at Hawaiian Brian's.
You get to see her dancing around like, I didn't know what you were going to do, and you delivered, see? That's part of the plan. Shout out to Sakai and Company. Shout out to the Highbrow Room. Shout out to the Lord. Shout out to Sky Cameron. Shout out to DJ Freeze. KO behind the boards here. If no more sound, then that's it. Sleep time's over. Good night. That's it.
Come, and it seems to think I'm wrong.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.